For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Yellowstone National Park will temporarily ban wakeboard boats and plans to gate boat launches this season to reduce the risk of introducing new invasive species in park waters. Drew McDonald, a Yellowstone fisheries technician, discussed his team's efforts to prevent aquatic invasive species at a public outreach meeting in Bozeman Monday.
One of the big threats we're worried about in Yellowstone National Park right now are zebra mussels. They are on the boundary. There's a potential they can come in here.
Park staff inspected over 4,000 watercraft last year. Around 150 were deemed extremely high risk and went through a full decontamination.
We've started to put gates up so that people can only get in after we have done an inspection. From 8 a.m. to 4:30, you have to come to the backcountry office. We do the boat inspection, and then you're allowed to get out on the water.
Last week, Yellowstone announced a temporary ban on watercraft with internal ballast tanks, which have the potential to carry live invasive species from one water body to another.
Basically, there'd be ski boats that have internal ballast tanks that we can't see and decontaminate easily. So we are going to put a halt to that for a little while until we can make sure everything is going to be safe for us with the zebra mussels.
Invasive species are a top concern for the park. It spends $2 million each year just to fight non-native lake trout in Yellowstone Lake. Biologist Phil Dupke.
They can get to 100 pounds. They can live to 60 years of age. And as they get larger, they feed on other fish.
Park Service staff have removed over 3 million lake trout to date, primarily with a robust gill netting program. But Dupke says gill nets are not as effective on juvenile fish.
So we're doing other research, trying to find out other ways of removing lake trout from the system. And what we're mainly focusing on is ways of destroying the eggs on their spawning sites.
Dupke says the most successful treatments have been dropping shredded lake trout carcasses and organic soy wheat pellets, which smother the eggs. The Montana legislature recently passed a bill requiring all ballast-style boats to undergo a mandatory decontamination when entering the state or crossing into the Columbia River Basin. House Bill 608 awaits Governor Steve Bullock's signature. The boating and fishing season in Yellowstone opens Memorial Day weekend. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.